I am Joe Martin, host of this special podcast today, as we're with Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York. Dee's organization, the Community Blood Bank, connects donors to patients who require life-sustaining blood products in the Erie area and the other communities that they serve. Dee, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely.
So let's start talking about an amazing idea that the Community Blood Bank does, and that's your heart-to-heart blood drives. Dee, can you tell us all about this fantastic idea and how an interested party could partner with you to do a heart-to-heart blood drive?
Sure. So our heart-to-heart blood drives are blood drives held in honor of or memorial of somebody who's received blood. So it could be after somebody passes away or while somebody is fighting a disease. And so many people are always looking for ways to help during those difficult times. And this is a unique way for the family and friends to come together and do something impactful for the community and really to make something good during a really difficult time. And so if anyone, you know, has a situation like that, they can just reach out to us and, you know, we'll do all of the hard part of making that happen.
Dee, I've heard about a volunteer program that you do. I believe it's Dial for Donors Volunteer Program. Can you tell us all about why this program is so rewarding for those who take part?
Absolutely. So our Dial for Donors program allows community members to support blood donation without donating. So we talk all the time, 62% of the population is eligible to donate. So not everybody is. This is another way kind of to get involved. The biggest reason someone donates blood is because they're asked. And so this allows us to ask more people to donate and to come back. People get busy, and so this is an opportunity to call them, remind them that they're eligible, and it's a helpful way to just ensure, again, that our donors come back. It's also helpful to have somebody schedule an appointment for you, a text reminder, so you don't have to worry about missing your appointment. We also have some of the volunteers, they sit down in the refreshment area, they talk to donors after their donation, they help them rebook appointments, get them snacks, just, you know, be there as a welcoming presence after the donation.
Dee, if a business is interested or an interested party in getting together with you to discuss a heart-to-heart blood drive or the Dial for Donors volunteer program, how would they reach you?
So they can give us a call at 814-456-4206 or email us at info@fourhearts.org, which is fourhearts.org.
Well, a very big day is right around the corner, and that's the Erie Gives Day. Why should financial supporters remember the Community Blood Bank of Northwestern Pennsylvania on that day, Dee?
So we are unique in the sense that we ask for blood donations from the community every day, but we're still a nonprofit organization that relies on monetary donations to help fulfill our mission. So the money raised this year on Erie Gives Day goes to scholarships for high school seniors who have made a commitment to the community through blood donation. And anything above and beyond the amount that goes to that will provide promotions to our loyal donor base. We offer promos every month to show our appreciation to the community. And this will allow us to, you know, give greater and bigger promos. And just a reminder, for those that aren't familiar with Erie Gives Day, it's the biggest day of giving for the Erie community. You can support a lot of nonprofits. This year, it's going to be held on August 13th, and it's actually this year from midnight to midnight. So the entire day, you can go onto eriegives.org and find, you know, hopefully the Community Blood Bank or whichever organization that you support and donate funds to that.
So Dee, I know every month your calendar is always booked with promotions and upcoming community drives. Can you tell us about the month of July and some of the places where you'll be?
Sure. In July, we have a Pick Your Park promotion. So every week in July, one donor will win a 4-pack of tickets to the local amusement park of their choice. So Waldemere, Cedar Point, any, you know, local park. And then as far as drives, we are, like you said, out in the community every single day. A listing of all of the drives can be found at our website, which is fourhearts.org, or on our Facebook page. But a few of the upcoming drives that we have in the next couple of weeks, we are going to be at Northeast Community on Friday, July 19th, Quarry Manor on July 24th, We're going to be in Mill Creek on July 29th and then back in Corey again on July 31st. And as always, our Erie Donor Center, which is located at 2646 Peach Street, is open every day. So we're open Monday, Thursday, Friday from 8 to 5, Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 to 6, and we're open the first and third Saturday of every month.
Thanks to Dee Rosenthal, Executive Director at the Community Blood Bank of Northwest Pennsylvania and Western New York, for joining us today. To learn more about the blood bank, be sure to visit FOURHearts.org today. That's FOURHearts.org. Thanks for listening to another WPSE podcast production.